有兩種人，兩種嘅家庭。And I don't know if you like people coming to your house to visit, but there are two types of families. 第一種家庭就是開放式的家庭。The first family is an open house. 即無論是任何時間人家來探訪呢，隨時隨地他都歡迎。And no matter what time somebody comes, they're willing to accept and have them. You 練習啊。如果不是呢就咁第二種家庭呢就是佢有人嚟探呢，就是安排咗先肯俾人上嚟。And the second type of family is the family who has pre-arranged visits. And if you're not pre-arranged, then they don't want you to come. 所以呢兩種家庭呢，就唔知你係邊種嘅。我記得有一年咧，而家就嚟農曆年啦，農曆新年啦。嗰85年嘅時候咧，我有機會跟我中國家人咧，就想去國內咧一齊過年。It's almost Chinese New Year, and I remember in 1985, I went with my Chinese family back to China for Chinese New Year. 咁啊，佢個家庭就好得意啊，因為佢嗰個鄉村嘅地方咧，即係其實唔係鄉村，係舊城市嘅。佢就係先要搭車上去廣州，嗰陣時要搭幾個鐘頭去廣州啦。跟住廣州過夜咧，第二朝一早就坐火車啦。咁啊，坐火車就要坐兩日幾啦。咁我去到嘅時候咧，就要坐三輪車，即係先至去到屋企。And back then, you know, you had to take the couple hour bus ride up to Canton, and then spend a night in Canton, and then take the train, a 2.5 day train to the village, and then get on a trishaw to the home.咁我去到屋企嘅時候咧，因為佢嗰啲屋企咧就係冇室內浴室嘅，冇廁所嘅，咁啊只有公廁嘅，就要行幾條街去到公廁嘅。咁啊又冬天啊又落雪嘅喎，咁啊變咗咧就冇人沖涼嘅。咁啊冇人沖涼咧，佢有個屋企嘅習慣嘅，就好特別。And back then it was snowing, and they didn't have indoor plumbing and indoor restrooms, so you know the only place to take a bath is to go a couple blocks to the public bathhouse, and it's so cold. So they didn't take baths in the wintertime.
咁啊，唯一嘅方法咧，即係話瞓覺之前咧，主人家咧就攞個盆好熱嘅水，即係叫我喺廚房嗰度咧洗腳。咁佢又幾乎要幫我洗腳，話唔使，自己嚟。咁要洗咗腳先至可以瞓覺。
And then the lady of the house was being very polite, would take a big hot thing of water and bring it out and give it to me to wash my feet. And she wanted to wash them for me, but I said, no, I'll do it myself.
咁我諗到呢個嘅情景嘅時候咧，就睇到招呼人，我哋點樣去招呼人啊？嗰個要幫人洗腳真係唔係咁容易，係咪？咁啊喺今日咧，我哋睇創世記18章，創世記18章第一節至到15節，我哋會見到神嚟探訪。神嚟探訪亞伯拉罕係冇預早安排，就係突擊檢查啊。
So in Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 to 14, we're going to look at God's visit.And he came to visit Abraham.
我讀新譯本，新譯本就係第一節，耶和華在萬里橡樹那裏向亞伯拉罕顯現，那時是一天中最熱的時候。亞伯拉罕正坐在帳棚門口，他舉目觀看，忽然看見三個人在他對面站着。亚伯拉罕看见他了，就从帐棚门口跑去欢迎他们，俯伏在地说：我主啊，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你不要离开你的仆人，让我叫人拿点水来，你们可以洗脚，然后在树下歇一歇，让我拿点饼来给你们吃。使你们可以恢复精力，然后再走，因为你们既然到了仆人这里来，就应该这样。他们说，就照着你所说的去做。 亚伯拉罕赶快进帐旁，到撒拉那里说：你快拿三斗细面调和，作些饼。亚伯拉罕又跑到牛群里牵了一头又暖又好的牛虱，交给仆人，仆人就赶快去预备。亚伯拉罕又拿了乳酪、奶和预备好的牛虱肉来，摆在他们面前。他们吃的时候，亚伯拉罕在树下侍候他们。他们问亚伯拉罕：你的妻子撒拉在哪里？他回答：在帐篷里。其中一位说：到明年这时候，我必回到你这里来，那时你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉在那人后面的帐篷门口也听见了这话。当时撒拉妻子撒拉必唔系，当时亚伯拉罕和撒拉都老了，撒拉的月经已停止了。撒拉心里暗笑说：现在我已经衰老了，我的丈夫也老了，我还有仿事的乐趣吗？耶和华对亚伯拉罕说：撒拉为什么暗笑说我已经老了？真的还能生育吗？耶和华岂有难成的事吗？到明年这时候，我要回到你这里来，那时撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉害怕起来，否认说：我没有笑。但那位说：不，你实在笑了。一起低头祈祷。主，所以我们多谢你，我们可以从你的话语里面学习，求你开启我们的眼睛，教导我们今天你要教导我们的说话。我们多谢主你，奉耶稣名求。那这里看到神呢就来访亚伯拉罕， and here we see God's visit to Abraham。 那么在这个的探访就很特别，因为第一节话我们听呢，这个是耶和华就是来探访他。 and in verse 1 it says that this is God coming, Jehovah coming to visit。 那么耶和华来探访呢，我不知道你试过没有，就是一开门神就在你门口说：喂，我来探你入来。就是有个笑话，人家说如果牧师你突击探访就千万不要给点预备我，因为将那些咸湿书收买的。Maybe there's a joke that some people say, oh, pastor, please don't come and visit unannounced because I have to hide all the pornographic magazines. 那神就即是如果来你家探访你会怎么样？会不会这样招呼神呢？亚伯拉罕可能不知道这个是神，他是 不知道，后来神就怎样跟他显现呢？就是他知道的，就是之前呢亚伯拉罕有没有面对面见到神呢？不知道的，就是亚伯拉罕很多次呢就跟神见面呢，可能是异象中，可能是梦中，可能是心里面听到他的声音，但这次呢就是肉身在他眼前又来探访，甚至呢就是跟他一起吃饭。 And how did Abraham see God in the previous times? Maybe through a vision, through a dream, maybe through an inner voice in his heart, maybe God spoke to him in a special way, but in this time God came and he's in the flesh and eating with him. 所以这个很清楚，神是肉身来探访，亲自来他的家，不是天使。It's not an angel, it's God in the flesh. 这个是一个很特别的事，你可以说是很亲切。你看看在之前上个星期我们看到亚伯拉罕和神呢立约，神和亚伯拉罕立约，跟着呢是一个很亲密的，他有一个很好的关系，因为立了这个约之后神就来跟他探访他。And so we see that in last week Godset a covenant with Abraham. And so now Abraham and God have a special intimate relationship, and now God comes to pay a visit.
可能呢，即是我们要明白，即是这个耶稣未降临之前，耶稣未成为肉身的， 但是这一位来探访亚伯拉罕不是一个天使，是耶稣自己。
And this is before Jesus came and was born of Mary. But this appearance of Jesus here, it is Jesus coming to visit. It's called a theophany.
中文我不知道 theophany 怎叫，就是耶稣肉身，即是诞生在世界之前的，即是显然出现是肉身的，即是这样的意思，叫 theophany。
但是在教育圣经里面有几次的，即可能是即耶稣这样出现的，因为我们要明白呢，耶稣不是说在伯利恒生出来才拥有，才是有的。耶稣就是创世界之前已经是存在，因为耶稣是三一真神的第二位，所以耶稣由头到尾都是存在，没有开始没有结束。所以他诞生之前他已经是耶稣的。
And we need to understand that Jesus was not created when he was born of the Virgin Mary. He has always been in existence. He is the creator of the universe. He is the second person of the Trinity. And so he is eternal. He has no beginning and no end. So Jesus always existed. And so he can come before his birth.
So 这个是一个很奇妙的时刻，耶稣是显然，但是他显然了之后跟着会是离开。你跟我一起看约翰福音第八章。
And look at John chapter 8, verse 56 and 50-58. 约翰福音第八章第五十六至到五十八节。我又是用新译本来读约翰福音第八章五十六至到五十八。
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕因为可以看见我的日子就欢喜，既然看见了，他就很快乐。犹太人对他说：你还不到五十岁，怎会见过亚伯拉罕呢？耶稣说：我实实在在告诉你们，亚伯拉罕出生以前，我已经存在了。
是吧？So Jesus was before Abraham, and Abraham rejoiced to see the coming of Jesus.
可能耶稣讲的这一次，他来拜访亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕见到就欢喜。
即是肯定这个是教育圣经里面，肯定这个是耶稣出现，就是可能圣经这个是很特别的一次的。
神来拜访亚伯拉罕探他的朋友呢，有个原因的。
God came for a visit to his friend for a purpose.
那个原因呢，就是有两方面的。第一方面呢，就要更加强调你要生仔这个肯定的信息。所以他是要告诉他，明年这个时候，即是很肯定是有个时间呢，你就会生仔的。咁啊，呢个系第一个原因，亦都我相信咧，即系虽然圣经冇讲，呢个我自己谂噶，好有可能咧，因为圣经讲明咧，佢已经冇可能生育，已经系过咗生育嘅时间，可能耶稣出现喺佢当中咧，做个神迹喺佢身上，喺亚伯拉罕喺撒拉嘅身上，使到佢咧可以生翻仔啊，所以可能佢亲自咧做呢个特别嘅。特别的祝福，不过圣经没这样讲，不过我估会不会有这样的原因。
And the first purpose for Jesus coming is to make the announcement that this time next year you will have a son, to make it definite, to cement it in fact. And maybe even Jesus did a little miracle in their old physical bodies, which were past the age of having children. Maybe Jesus made a miracle that they could have children. Although that's my opinion, the Bible doesn't say that.
咁第二个原因系乜嘢呢？第二个原因咧，就系下半章会睇到，下个星期我哋睇到，神要同亚伯拉罕解释所多玛同埋摩拉，即系呢件事，跟住亚伯拉罕同神祷告。
And the second purpose is in the second half of the chapter where Jesus comes to announce the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham then prays for the redemption of Lot. And we'll talk about that next week. So this is a very special relationship. You see Abraham and God's relationship. He just personally to him and said, he's a friend. Because he's a friend, he wants personally to know what he wants to do. So we can see the special relationship that Abraham had with God, and that God considered him a friend, and that he, as a friend, came to visit and tell him what's going to happen. This is very special. 弟兄姊妹呢, 神都是想做你的朋友, 神都是想跟你親自去溝通, 神都是想將他的事親自告訴你。 And God wants to be your friend. He wants to personally have an intimate relationship with you and tell you things. 你看約翰福音15章,15章13節至15節, in John chapter 15, verse 13 to 15, we see that Jesus wants to be your friend. 耶稣是想跟我们有这个朋友的关系，亲密的关系。耶稣是这样讲，在15章13节，约翰福音他说：人为朋友舍命，人间的爱没有比这个更大的了。你们若行我所吩咐你们的，就是我的朋友了。我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所作的事。 我已经称你们为朋友，因为我从父那里来听见的一切，都已经告诉你们了。所以耶稣是想做我们的朋友的，耶稣是想做我们有这个亲密的关系，是想做我们是一起去对话。So Jesus wants to have this intimate relationship and be a friend with you. 耶稣喜欢有友谊的。 神跟亚伯拉罕有这个立约的关系，跟着亚伯拉罕有行割礼，跟着神帮亚伯拉罕改名的，我们看到这个亲密的关系是很特别的。And so God established his covenant with Abraham, and then Abraham had the circumcision, and then God changed his name, and so a special intimate relationship was among them. 跟着呢，神就来，可能是。 试验下这个亚伯拉罕有这个新的生命呢，他怎样去招呼人呢？And so then God comes to see how Abraham with this new life, how is he going to walk in his new life? How is he going to greet and meet other people? 所以可能他来探访呢，因为亚伯拉罕不知道这个是神嘛，可能一个试验啊，看到突击搜查啊。 没宣布要来，亚伯拉罕会怎样招呼人呢？是不是一个爱人的人？ And so here, God comes unannounced and seeing, oh, how is Abraham going to treat an unannounced visitor? Is he going to treat him in love or cast him away? 那我们要记得亚伯拉罕是怎样的人？大家知不知亚伯拉罕在之前那章讲到行割礼的时候，有百多二百个男丁在他家里面是行割礼。 即使话佢有几百个仆人嘅，这个亚伯拉罕系非常之富有、非常之成功、非常之有钱嘅。 You need to realize that Abraham, from the last chapter, we see that he had a couple hundred men in his household who were circumcised, and so he had a couple hundred servants. He was a rich man. He was very successful. He was a man of power and authority. 但系当人嚟探访佢嘅时候，佢做咩事？佢亲自呢？ 即是叫他太太煮食，他亲自去揀个牛，是靓的牛，即是汤俾人食。他亲自吩咐自己招呼。他虽然是大忙人的，但是他会花时间去招呼他客人。And what does he do when the people come? He has his wife personally cook the meal. He chooses the calf himself, and he personally is there to entertain the guests that he doesn't even know. 所以睇到佢嘅心系点样样。 佢嘅心係有呢種嘅熱力嘅，佢親自嚟幫佢洗腳啊！嗱，洗腳好特別嘅啊！即係你有冇試過幫人洗腳啊？And Abraham even went and he brought the water to wash their feet, and he washed their feet for them. 啊，一個咁大嘅應該叫仆人幫佢洗腳啊嘛，但係亞伯拉罕自己親自嚟幫佢洗腳，係咪？個 就半年前咧，就係差唔多一年前咧，我哋家庭小組試過一次咧洗腳啊，覺得即係要好即係唔自在係咪？跟住我哋要攞啲盤油啊。And almost a year ago, in our home fellowship, we washed each other's feet, and it was kind of an easy thing to do. But Abraham washed the feet of his guest. He didn't have his servant do it. He did it himself. So you see, this is really very close. Now, 你可以記得一次耶穌去到一個人的家，那個人叫西門，他是一個法利賽人。那耶穌去呢，西門沒有找人幫他洗腳，就是他坐在那裡吃飯的時候，有個女士走進來，用眼淚淨濕他腳，跟著又是用他頭髮抹乾乾。西門就在那裡投訴，但耶穌在約翰福音十二章，即不是在路加福音第七章三十六至五十節，我們不用看，但是耶穌說，西門，我來你家，你沒有幫我洗腳，你都沒有幫我親嘴，但這個女士一直在那裡用她眼淚幫我洗腳，用頭髮濕整我腳，跟著親用親嘴親嘴我的腳，因為當時他的習慣呢，就是他的中東的文化就要做這件事的，就是客人來你一定要找僕人幫他洗腳，是不是？ And when Jesus went to Simon the Pharisee's house, and Simon didn't take care of him and didn't wash his feet, and they're sitting there eating, and then this lady comes in andgets his feet all wet with her tears and then uses her hair to wash his feet. And Simon is getting angry and saying, what are you doing? And Jesus said, when I came, you didn't kiss me. You didn't wash my feet. But this lady has been washing my feet with her tears in her eyes, in her hair. And she's been kissing me and doing the custom that Simon didn't do. 跟住我哋都见到呢，耶稣呢，就是临钉十字架之前，在約翰福音十二章，瑪利亞又用極貴的香膏，又是洗耶穌的腳，是不是？跟住門徒又在反對，哇，點解會咁樣？耶穌話是為我安裝預備。And then in John chapter 12, Mary did the same thing. She took a very expensive perfume and poured it on Jesus' feet and anointed Jesus' feet. And even the disciples complained and said, why are you wasting all that money? And Jesus said, no, she's preparing me for the burial. She's done a good thing. So we see that Abraham is going to wash Jesus' feet. It's maybe the first one, but then there's another one. But the most strange thing, I think, is that Jesus, before his last meal, when the disciples eat the last meal, Jesus himself gets up and gets up and gets up and gets up. 去同門徒逐個逐個洗腳，跟住彼得話：啊，耶穌，你唔好洗我腳啊！耶穌話：點解我唔去洗你腳？如果我唔洗你腳，你同我冇份。跟住彼得好得意，佢話：好，咁啊，連埋頭都洗啊，成身洗埋。耶穌話：唔洗，你沖個涼，你乾淨，洗腳就得噶啦。啊！但係耶穌話：我係你嘅主人，我咁樣洗你腳，你哋要彼此洗腳。And then the most amazing thing is we see that Jesus, before he died on the cross at the Last Supper, took a rag and went and he washed the disciples' feet. And he personally washed each of their feet. And he came to Peter and Peter said, no, Lord, you're not going to wash my feet. And Jesus said, no, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me. And Peter said, okay, then give me a bath. And Jesus said, no, you've already had a bath. I'll just wash your feet. And then Jesus told them that you must wash each other's feet. If I am the Lord and I have washed your feet, then follow my example and wash each other's feet. 其實耶穌咩意思嘅？佢咁樣做嘅，佢嘅意思就要，即係唔一定係要叫我哋真係剝腳係洗腳。佢嘅意思我哋要彼此服侍、彼此關心、彼此照顧。邊個有困難就要係幫補下佢。即係喺呢個嘅招呼親自去 去关怀。所以这个就是耶稣给门徒一个的教导，就需要是用行动。亚伯拉罕就是这样，耶稣来探访他，他都是招呼客人，很亲热，很积极。我们都需要有这种的行为，即是没有即是为自己，就是需要为神。And so what Jesus is teaching is not that we would be there to wash each other's feet, that we have to take our shoes off, but Jesus is teaching us to serve one another, to care for one another, to be willing to minister to one another. And that's what Abraham did. He was taking care of the needs of his guests, and he was going out of his way to help them. Maybe 接待客人呢就反映到个内心，忽然之间嚟到冇准备，你会点样做？系咪话唔方便？即系我呢个时候就唔想做。Maybe taking care of the guests is showing what's in our heart, and they come unannounced and it's unexpected, and we say, "Oh, I don't want it right now." 其实人生里边有好多忽然之间嚟嘅。我哋冇谂过会发生嘅事，忽然之间嚟，我哋点样处理？我哋愿唔愿意去面对？愿唔愿意去接待？唔一定系一个客人，可能系一件事，可能系一个嘅困难，可能系一个嘅挑战，可能系一个嘅人生嘅经历嘅，忽然之间嚟嘅，我哋点样处理？点样面对？And maybe it's not an unexpected guest that comes to us, but it's a challenge. It's a difficulty. It's something that happens that we have to be willing to meet. And how are we going to meet these unexpected things, these problems, these situations that arise? 我们看到亚伯拉罕，他用一个好的心，他愿意牺牲自己，愿意舍己，在忽然之间发生的事。可能啱啱先发生，我想休息，上咗床要瞓觉。可能咁啱啱先有个电话响，可能咁啱啱先咧，即系我系要预咗嗰个时间做其他嘢。但系有需要，有事要发生。And maybe it's a time. Oh, I wanted to take a rest right now. Maybe all of a sudden, then a telephone rings, or maybe something happens so fast that they need your help.How are you going to handle it? What are you going to do? 这些情况反映到我们的爱心，反映到我们愿意，即是舍己几多。亚伯拉罕在这次的考验，他是成功的，他过了个考验，他接待这个天使，接待耶稣。他用真诚去接待客人。虽然他当时不知道他三个是谁，但是他都很忠心去接待，所以亚伯拉罕的行为反映到他的心。And Abraham, he greeted his guests sincerely and diligently, and it shares his heart. There's a story from Philadelphia from many, many years ago. A couple came to a hotel that was all full, and they wanted a room in the hotel at 11 o'clock at night, and it's raining.And the reception guest guy, he's standing there, and he could have said, "We're all full, go away, you know, don't bother us, go someplace else." But he didn't. He said, "Well, we're all full, we don't have any rooms, but there is a storeroom, a little room in the back. It's late night, it's cold and rainy outside, so maybe I'll just have some of the hotel personnel fix up that little room, and you can spend the night there." And then he got tea, and he got some hot water, and some clean sheets, and he said, "Okay, now you can go back into that hotel, into that room." 即系喺费城咧，就有个真人真事嘅，好多年前发生嘅。佢有对夫妇咧，就夜晚黑嚟到一个嘅酒店嘅。咁啊，佢要揾房喺夜晚黑系冻冰冰嘅，落紧雨嘅，系11点钟。咁佢嚟到个酒店已经系冇客房嘅，已经满晒嘅。咁但系咧，他来到那个接待生呢，即不要说赶他走，我们满晒了，走去大要道，他没有这样说。反而呢，他说所以我们满晒，不过外面又寒冷又冻又落雨的，已经这么夜的， 不如呢，我哋有间细间房嘅，系唔系客房嘅，系杂物房嘅，不过有张床喺度嘅，俾我哋职员有时休息啊。咁我哋搵职员咧就执翻间房嘅，清理干净，跟住你哋喺度瞓一晚啦，因为赶你走都好惨嘅。跟住咧就整理间房嘅，整啲新嘅床铺嘅，又整啲热茶俾佢饮，又整啲花喺度俾佢睇。跟住估唔到咧，呢对夫妇呢就是准备在纽约城市开一个很宏伟、很名贵的酒店。当他开了他的酒店的时候，他找回费城这个的接待生，就说我一定要你来我们的酒店做部长。And unknown to the guy at the time, this couple was preparing to open the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York.And when they finished building it, they went back to Philadelphia and said, you come and be the manager of my hotel.
即我哋唔知我哋几时会接待边个，我哋唔知嗰个人系乜水嘅，可能佢就系一个将来对我哋系有帮助，可能真系接待天使嘅。
And we don't know who that stranger is that we're going to be nice to, that we're going to lend a helping hand. And maybe he'll be somebody that's going to help us in the future, and maybe he'll be an angel.
希伯来书十三章第二节 ，In Hebrews chapter 13 verse 2， 希伯来书十三章第二节话：不要忘了用爱心接待人，有人就是这样作，在无意中就款待了天使。
你有冇接待过天使啊？喺墨西哥有次发生嘅，有一个人咧，佢嘅车就反身。砸扁咗一个小朋友，个宣教士嗰啲人喺度做紧孤儿工作，咁但系个车咧就砸紧嗰个人，周围冇乜人喺度，咁啊几个宣教士想推喐个车，但系推唔喐嘅，跟住咧忽然之间见到喺个沙漠嗰度系过对面马路有个人行过嚟，笑笑口，跟住同佢一齐话系一齐推，咁啊一二三。个车就好轻易就系推得喐，跟住推得喐，嗰个下边嗰人就教翻出嚟，跟住放翻架车，嗰人话啊，拜拜，行走咗嘅。
And this is a true story in Mexico. There's some missionaries in their car had turned over and was squashing one of the members, one of the boys in the with the car, and they were trying to pick the car up, trying to get it off, and they couldn't move it. It was too heavy. And there's nobody all around. It's in the desert on the street. And across from a street in the desert came a man walking across the desert, smiling, and he just came and he said, oh, let's lift it together. And as he lifted it, it became so light, and they could just pick it up and move it. And they got the guy out from under the car, put the car back down, and the guy just waved and said goodbye and walked away into the desert.
呢个系咪天使呢？好难讲，可能系。
有时神会派一啲嘅天使嚟到，咁你会唔会接待佢啊？犹太人一个嘅成语咧，就话接待人系一种嘅敬拜。
And the Jewish people have a proverb. It says hospitality is a form of worship.
美国有个华盛顿先生时代有个人叫 Benjamin Franklin， 佢系一个帮手立国啊，即系好智慧嘅有发明家。佢就话鱼同埋客人。过了三日一样臭。
And Benjamin Franklin said that fish and visitors smell in 3 days.
所以接待客人就好，不过接得太耐咧，可能系唔系几好啊？咪接待耶稣，你知唔知耶稣讲紧咩事？佢喺马太福音里边讲一啲好嘅信息俾我哋听。
Jesus in Matthew 25 told us a very important teaching.About taking care of strangers.
在马太福音25章的时候，耶稣讲比喻，他说我饿了，你们给我吃喝；我渴了，你们给我喝；我作客旅的时候，你又接待我；我赤身露体的时候，你就给衫我着；我病的时候，我是监狱的时候，你又来顾念我。
啲人就问耶稣：我哋几时做过呢啲事？耶稣系25章第40节话：我实在告诉你们， 你们所作的只要是罪作罪我一个最小的人弟兄身上，就是作罪我身上的。所以耶稣说，当我们是接待那些有需要的人，是接待耶稣。跟住呢，佢又讲到另一班人话：我病嘅时候你冇探我，我颈渴你冇俾个水我饮，我肚饿你又帮我等等。啲人话几时？喺45节，耶稣话：我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既然没有作在一个最小嘅身上，就是没有作在我身上了。所以耶稣话我哋听，我哋接待别人有需要嘅人呢，就好像接待耶稣一样，好像亚伯拉罕那样接待耶稣一样。So Jesus is telling us that as we greet strangers, meet those who have needs, that it's taking care of Jesus like Abraham took care of Jesus. 雅各书第一章27节是这样说，在父神看来，纯洁无玷污的虔诚，就是照顾患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不被世俗所污染。And in James 1:27 it says that true religion is taking care of orphans and widows. 所以我们看到神来探访亚伯拉罕的时候，给亚伯拉罕这个机会去反映到他真的重新得救，真的改变的生命，是真的招呼关心有需要的人。And so we see that it's after Abraham was transformed that God gave him the opportunity to show his transformed life. 但神呢来探访呢，其实都有另一个原因，就是看到撒拉即是那方面。因为神一路跟亚伯拉罕讲，你要生仔，你要做信心之父等等。那撒拉怎样？ And we see another part.A reason for this visit is for Sarah, because God was coming and always telling Abraham that you're going to be the father of many nations, you're the father of faith. But what about his wife? What about Sarah? So, when we look at Chong Sai 18, 9, we see that there is a special reason for God and Sarah to have a declaration. We see that God and Sarah are talking about what? 9,他们问亚伯拉罕，你的妻子撒拉在哪里？他回答，在帐篷里。那在这个时候，可能呢，亚伯拉罕先开始想下，咦，你怎知道我的太太叫撒拉？神刚刚改她的名字，原本叫撒来，原来你是不是神来的？即是亚伯拉罕可能在那时候开始醒悟的，好像耶稣是复活之后在行路跟两个的门徒呢，他行到要吃饭的时候，他一路跟耶稣谈都不知道是耶稣，跟着吃饭的时候他才醒，哇，原来是耶稣的，跟着跑回到耶路撒冷。 And maybe at this time in verse 9 is Abraham hears that they're calling his wife Sarah. Nobody knew the name of Sarah except for God and Abraham at that time. And so maybe that's when he started to realize this is not a normal visit. This is God visiting. Kind of like when Jesus was walking on the road of Emmaus with the two disciples and talking, and it came night and they went to eat. And the two disciples didn't know that was Jesus. And when they sat down to eat, and then they realized this is Jesus, the resurrected Lord. And then Jesus disappeared. Maybe Abraham is like that. So we continue to read the 10th. And let's continue looking at verse 10. 其中一位说，到明年这时候，我必回到你这里来，那时你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉在那里，在那人后面的帐篷门口，也听见了这话。当时亚伯拉罕和撒拉都老了，撒拉的月经已停止了。讲明啊，撒拉心里暗笑说：现在我已经衰老，我的丈夫也老，我还有访视的乐趣吗？所以撒拉佢唔单止系冇咗月经，冇可能生嘅，佢已经对夫妻同房的生活已经没有兴趣，可能已经停了这个习惯很久。 嗱，佢问撒拉喺边度，跟住话佢要生仔，肯定亚伯拉罕知道呢个系神嚟嘅。我谂撒拉都知嘅。啊，除咗神，边个可以讲得出呢啲嘢？但你睇下撒拉嘅反应嘅，佢系唔信的。
And we know that as the visitor is mentioning Sarah's name and then saying that she's going to have a baby, Abraham and Sarah know for sure now this is God. But look at Sarah's response. She didn't believe. She didn't believe.
那可能呢，撒拉一路听亚伯拉罕讲佢要跟住丈夫，跟住丈夫。但系呢个时候呢，佢已经系失咗盼望嘅，已经觉得系冇可能嘅。啊，即系已经老，即系神一路讲嘅系冇嘅，即系已经系冇晒希望。所以撒拉就笑嘅，佢嘅笑呢，唔系好似亚伯拉罕之前。在之前一章里面听到那种笑就是兴奋的笑，撒拉的笑就是苦笑，有搞错，那种笑的。
And so when Sarah heard it, she laughed. But her laugh is not like Abraham's laugh in the previous chapter of joy and rejoicing. Her laugh is more of a sarcastic laugh, like, no way, man. You know, she didn't believe. She had already gone beyond the time. She maybe had believed at one point, but it had gone so long that she stopped believing, and she gave up hope.
佢嘅笑表示佢唔信，佢睇到自己嘅限制。
She didn't believe. She saw her own inability. 嗱，一直亚伯拉罕有信心咧，撒拉就有冇咧？其实圣经冇讲过。
Now, Abraham believed, but Sarah believed. The Bible never tells us. 但系似乎咧，佢嘅信心有软弱嘅。可能喺呢个时候呢一刻里边咧，佢就真系冇办法信嘅。但系可能过后之后咧，或者佢因为环境嘅因素各方面咧，佢嘅信心咧就慢慢消失，或者系一时之差。一时软弱，平时就信，我哋唔知道。
Maybe Sarah didn't believe. Maybe she believed and just at this time got weak in the flesh and gave up hope. Or maybe because of the situation, she had lost her hope. We don't know. But she laughed. She didn't believe.
我觉得我好似撒拉比较多啲。我如果比较我似亚伯拉罕定系撒拉咧，我比较似撒拉。点解咧？即系我相信神可以做到嘢，我肯定神有能力。但系一刹那啲事情嚟到，我见到个现实嘅问题好大嘅，我第一个反应就系话冇可能。可能我心里边第一时候、第一时间、第一刹那就话冇可能，神都搞唔掂。跟住神会喺我心里边同我讲：，喂，你讲咩冇可能？我系神嚟嘅，我系做得到啊！跟住我开始系，神你得啊，你伟大，我唔好意思，我睇环境唔睇你。跟住慢慢发现到，原来神都可以做得到。你会唔会好似我咁？即系如果好似亚伯拉罕咧，一听到系啊，真系好嘢嘅，即系我好少系嘅，我比较似撒拉，但系佢呢次真系系冇信心。但撒拉做错一件事呢，佢疑惑，佢就唔信。但耶稣话佢听，你做咩笑？佢就唔应。
I think I'm very much like Sarah, because more like Sarah than like Abraham. Because many times when things happen in my flesh, my first response, my initial response, is to say that's impossible. I look at the situation, I look at the surroundings, and I say that can't happen. Even God can't solve that problem. And then after I have that initial response, then God will come and speak to me and say, what are you talking about? I'm God. I'm able to do. I'm the creator of the universe. And as God speaks to me, then I start to realize that I've made a mistake and I come back to a place of faith. But my initial response is like Sarah's. And I say, no way. I'm not like Abraham, that whatever God tells him, Abraham says, yeah, yes, go for it. Yeah, I'm more like Sarah. But Sarah made another mistake in that she doubted and she laughed. But when God came and talked to her about it and said, you laughed, she denied it. She was not willing to admit her mistake.
但撒拉的 当神话你有笑，他又否认，他说我没笑。其实这方面他是错，他不肯认他自己的不足。弟兄姊妹，你有时软弱失信不紧要，当神话你听，你肯定神做得到，你就不要学撒拉说不是啊，我没有啊，你承认啊，谦卑承认，相信神。And when God comes to you, if you're weak in the flesh and you have doubts, admit it. When God says to you, you're doubting me, come back to a place of faith. Don't stand there and say, no, I didn't doubt you, I didn't doubt you. Admit it and humbly repent and ask God to forgive you. 当我们是有失信，当我们有软弱，我们谦卑求神宽恕，我们继续去有信心。我想你和我一起看希伯来书十一章，希伯来书十一章十一节。And let's look at Hebrews chapter 11:11-12. 因着信连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁月岁数还能怀人，因他以为那应许他的是可信的，所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。所以这个经文告诉我们，撒拉虽然他一时小信，一时怀疑，但他都有信心。他相信神告诉他，你做什么笑？他说我没有笑。跟着神再肯定告诉他，你有笑。他知错，我没得隐瞒在神的面前，我没可能否认神看到的东西，但是他有信。可能神用这个方法帮到撒拉可以回到一个有信心的地位，可以跟他先生合作。 I think God used this method to bring Sarah back to a place of faith where she could trust, where she could believe, where she could cooperate with her husband. 因为都如果撒拉要生仔，他都要跟亚伯拉罕肯嘛，如果他不肯，亚伯拉罕肯说老婆神话我要生仔，我一百岁，你九十岁，我哋嚟啦。撒拉话你黐线啊，走嘅系咪？如果佢唔合作都冇可能噶嘛。所以神嚟特别探访，就要撒拉知道，撒拉肯定要做嘅，我系做得到，你信我。神带撒拉翻嚟有信心嘅地方。And so Abraham believed, but if Sarah didn't believe, she's not willing to cooperate, then they cannot have a son.So God came to this special visit to bring Sarah back to a place of faith where she would continue to trust God and believe. 嗱，呢个一个好重要嘅真理嚟嘅。各位结婚人士，你要听住。This is a very important principle, especially for married couples. We need to pay attention. 亚伯拉罕有呢个信心，佢有呢个感动，神带领佢。他就去，那他太太怎么样呢？圣经里面的原则，基督徒的婚姻，无论哪一位有感动要做什么呢？神的意思，你是基督徒的夫妇呢，要同心，要一起行的。如果我说，神呼召我就去非洲宣教，师母说，老公啊，神没告诉我。神叫我留在澳门宣教，我说你是我太太，你听我讲，我们去。他可以信服，但如果神没感动他，可能不是神的意思的。我们看到在这里，神呢就透过撒拉这个探访，即是探访撒拉，就要给撒拉和亚伯拉罕同心，变成他两夫妇同心一起做，就肯定是神的意思。因为这样我们看得到呢， 如果神感动你，他都会感动你的配偶，如果合神的心意。如果神只是单单感动其中一位呢，应该不合神心意。
The principle that if God speaks to one of the marriage partners to do something, that he's going to speak to both. And if he only tells me that he wants me to be a missionary in Africa and he doesn't tell my wife, and then she might go in submission, but it may not be of God. Because if God is speaking to the family, to the husband and wife, he's going to speak to both parties that he wants them to do this. And if he only speaks to one, then maybe it's not of God that he doesn't want you to do it. Here God came and he spoke to Sarah. And he convinced Sarah also that this was of the Lord.
在这个我们看到神不单止跟亚伯拉罕讲话，他也都是跟撒拉讲话。那可能你要留意到一样东西，神跟亚伯拉罕讲过撒拉有一路信服，但是撒拉根本不信。为什么他不信呢？他说找个婢女呢，哈拿、哈格，跟着三个二十马来，是不是？根本撒拉不是很信嘛。他是主动做这件事，即使他信服，跟着老公好，你说去哪里，我信服，我信服。但是他心里面，神没跟他说。但是在这个时候，神跟撒拉说的。在这个时候，神是给撒拉知道，亚伯拉罕那几十年是等等等等等，终于太太与我同心。
in the previous time, maybe Sarah didn't have the faith that Abraham had. And she told her servant Hagar to have the son with Abraham. That shows that she didn't have 100% faith. And Abraham's waiting all these years, waiting for Sarah to come into unity. And now finally, she's come into unity.
Oh. 在这个见到神突击探访，神来探访亚伯拉罕，看到亚伯拉罕怎样招呼接待客人。又看到撒拉怎样怀疑，信心不足。在这三方面的时候，我们看到神是要我们呢有一个亲密的关系，他想跟我们做朋友，他想亲自跟你建立友谊，他也都希望你呢有这个友谊之后，可以是用这个爱心接待别人，关心别人。甚至乎神是要我们对他有信心，因为神跟撒拉讲过最重要的说话，神岂有难成的事吗？神是做得到，神是可以，是人做不到的事，神是做得到。所以神在第几节创世纪十八章第几节十四节，神讲准确的字眼，岂有难成的事吗？神没有难成的事，我们可以相信。但是愿意神呢，是感动我们的心，给我们有信心仰望主。各位一起低头祈祷。天父，我们多谢你，给我们今天可以看到这个经文。求主你帮到我们，可以好像亚伯拉罕那么愿意舍己接待客人，关心是我们身边的人。我们愿意跟你做朋友，愿意用你的生命影响身边的人。因为主耶稣，我们知道外面有很多有需要的人，可能他是困难，可能他有复杂，但你都愿意将你的爱赐给他们的。求你透过我们的积极的行动来关心身边的人，让更加多人去归向主你。主要都靠你，好像你帮撒拉解决他心里面的疑惑，求你帮助我们解决我们心中的疑惑，让我们可以更加对你有信心，更加肯定你跟我们讲的说话大有能力的，因为在你里面无难成的事。主，我们多谢你，我们求你祝福我们今天一切要做的工作，都求你祝福我们这个星期是可以跟随你， 愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父的慈爱、圣灵的感动与你们众人同在，直到永远。将时间交回给主席。